This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Miranda Blanc. In a major boost to border infrastructure, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh yesterday virtually inaugurated and dedicated the nation 75 infrastructure projects constructed by Border Roads Organisation at a cost of 2,236 crore rupees. Of these, six projects belong to Sikkim. One of the main highlights was the inauguration of the Kupub Shirathang Road, which serves as a crucial link between Jawaharlal Nehru Marg and Zuluk Axis. 19 of the projects are in Jammu and Kashmir, 18 in Arunachal Pradesh, 11 in Ladakh, 9 in Uttarakhand, 6 in Sikkim, 5 in Himachal Pradesh, 2 each in West Bengal and Rajasthan, and 1 each in Nagaland, Mizoram and Andaman and Nicobar Islands. The Manipur police has said that the incidents of extortion have increased drastically in the state, thus affecting the general public, and sought people's support to curb such illegal activities. Speaking to media persons, the Inspector General Administration of Manipur Police, K. Jayanta Kumar, said that in the midst of the ongoing crisis in the state, cases of extortion by armed miscreants have increased. Incidents of grenade and armed attacks against the general public have also increased, the top police officer said. The Manipur police suspect that miscreants are using arms and ammunition looted from security armory. Considering the grave situation, the Manipur police have set up anti-extortion cells in every district. 121 individuals involved in extortion cases have been arrested in Manipur till date, an official report said. In Manipur, the number of dengue positive cases have crossed 1,300 so far, and the state government has intensified preventive and containment measures in the affected districts. According to the state malaria office, the most affected districts are Imphal West, Imphal East, Bishnupur and Thaubal. The Manipur Health Department, in collaboration with other departments and local organizations, has been continuing with fogging exercises and mass awareness campaigns as preventive and containment measures of dengue disease. The tripartite talks involving the centre, the Manipur government and the United Nara Council concluded without reaching any agreement regarding the contentious rollback of seven districts created in December 2016. The discussions which took place highlighted a commitment to continue dialogue to address the issue in a timely manner. The next round of talks is set to be held on the 15th of November in Senapati district. A joint statement issued post-meeting said that the talks were held in a cordial atmosphere. The 125th anniversary celebrations of the Jiao Presbyterian Church will conclude in Shillong today. Various programs and church services mark the week-long anniversary observation. Meghalaya Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma visited various puja mandabs, including that of the Nepal Durga Puja Committee, Milan Sanghar Durga Puja Committee, Bapu Para Puja Mandab, Sarva Mangalaya Durga Puja Mandab and Central Puja Committee, and Puja Mandab at Police Reserve in Tura, to greet and extend his warm wishes on Durga Puja, also known as Durgutsava. Every puja committee, including those with small budgets, decorated and illuminated the pandals on different themes. Various competitions were organized under several categories, especially dancing, singing, decoration, cleanliness and hospitality. It's Vijaya Dashami Dushera today, marking the culmination of the Durga Puja festival with the immersion of the idols of Devi Durga and her entourage. The pujas were held in a joyous and peaceful atmosphere across the northeast, along with the rest of the country. A grand Dhak traditional drum beating competition was a major highlight in Meghalaya capital Shillong on the occasion of Maha Navami yesterday. Cultural programs were held in various puja pandals, rendering the atmosphere festive. People exchange greetings and offer each other sweets on the occasion of Vijaya Dashami. Elaborate security arrangements have been made along river banks and other water bodies for the Visharjan, or immersion of the Durga and other idols today. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin, which came to you from the Shillong station of Akashvani. Have a nice day.